Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. This is Eric McHugh from the Patriot Ledger. I was just wondering, first question, losing 3 of 4 after a 4-0 start, how's the mood around the team now compared to, the 4-0 start?
Well, it was a lot better. The mood was a lot better from everybody, including myself, when we went 4-0. But the fact is, you got to take every week as it's presented to you, and you know, we got to take the 5-3 record and move on. And we know this is just a huge game for us coming up.
Has the tenor of this game changed at all? I mean, early in the season, it looked like this might be a statement game. Now, is it more survival? Do you still feel the same way about this?
I don't.
Yeah, they're talking.
I mean, I understand the question, but I've never looked at it. I never looked at it that way. First of all, I never looked 9 games into the season. You know, when the season starts, we truly are a group that tries to take it 1 week at a time. We don't necessarily divide our season into any sort of, any quarters or any of that stuff. We divide it into 16ths because everyone is so critical, you know, every one of them. And we try to prepare the same, certainly, because I don't know how else you do it. If you're not preparing your best, or think you're preparing your best every week, the odds are you'll never be in it, you know, for the whole year. So now the difference, of course, is that our division, you know, and our division is we have ancient rivalries. We know each other. We know about each other, you know, personnel, they're familiar with us. So, and, you know, we've been struggling in the division for a long time. So, right now, our division is so tightly packed, and again, every game becomes very, very critical, and this is a division game against the team that dominated the division for so long.
Dick, this is Chris Gasper with the Boston Globe. You mentioned the Patriots have dominated the division. It does seem, though, that your team and other teams have closed the gap a little bit on them. To what do you ascribe that closing of the gap?
I'm sorry, I'm hearing an echo, and I couldn't hear the end of it. I heard most of the question, but I couldn't hear the very end of it.
Sure, Dick. As I was saying, it seems like you guys have closed the gap a little bit, you and the rest of the division, on the Patriots. What do you think has, why has that happened, in your opinion?
Was the question, again, I'm hearing this echo on the line. It sounds like the question, is it what do I attribute the closeness of the division this year at this time to?
Yes, what do you attribute the closing of the gap on the Patriots by the rest of the division to?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't think about it in terms like that. I think about it in terms of where it is, you know, where we are right now and what we're going into. And so I haven't spent any time really thinking about, why we're all grouped like we are. I like our division. I have a lot of respect for everybody in our division. I think probably like every organization, you know, we looked at all of our opponents through the offseason. We looked at what they did in free agency. We looked at what they did in the draft. We felt like everybody had improved and, you know, knew it'd be a, it's always seems to be a struggle, and it's a struggle you hope you find yourself in the middle of, as opposed to kind of what it's been like for us anyway in the past a few years, you know, kind of looking up. And but I don't have any answers for why. I'm just glad that we're right in the thick of it.
Dick, the losing streak to the Patriots, I know everybody in the division has had trouble with them, you in particular. How much, if any, does that impact this game?
Again, I'm not hearing things clearly, so if I get off on my answer, please stop me and we'll get back on it. But I believe that the fact that they've beaten us and beaten us soundly, it definitely has an effect. I'm sure it has an effect on them too, in terms of their confidence in playing us. And we just, you know, again, we have to deal with it. We've been on the losing end, and as I pointed out, badly. So we gotta try to. No, try to gain a little ground on these guys. They're awfully good. You know, they're awfully good from top to bottom, organizationally, talent-wise on their team, and the way they coach them. They really do a terrific job.
Dick, Tom Curran from NBCSports.com.
My question is this losing streak and difficulty that you've entered into, is it part of the maturation process for a young team as it makes its strides to get to that higher level?
We are young in, at some spots on our football team. I like, and I've said this all year, I like the character of our team. I like their work ethic. In the recent weeks, we played very good opponents, very good opponents who've earned the victories over us. We've made errors in the games, and they're the errors that every coach and every team talks about. We turned the ball over too many times. We gave up too many big plays in order to win the football games. But I'm always proud of the way our guys fight. They stay in it. They don't lose heart. They disappoint themselves. So we all get disappointed, and then we go back to work and see if we can improve. We know that if we don't play our best game this week, we don't have much of a chance. We can't turn the ball over. We can't give up the big plays, and think we can beat a team of this talent level and history. I mean, they have the history of winning.
Tom Curran again. So you can't really say, okay, we're young, this happens, we'll deal with it. You have to hold them to a standard of maturity, I suppose, when you're starting to play at this level.
I think you just, you point out the errors all the time. Obviously, that's what coaching is. We don't accept the errors, regardless of who makes them. And we're a professional football team, so we expect to play at a professional level. And the guys work at it. I mean, they work hard all week to get ready. And as I mentioned earlier, they're so disappointed in themselves and for all of us when things happen in games. But so you hold them accountable, but you don't. You can't accept it, because we know we won't be able to compete for what we all want in this business if we keep turning everything over.
Dick, this is Mike Reese from the Boston Globe. Was just curious what Dante Whitner's status is and how his loss would affect the other personnel at safety.
Well, Dante has that shoulder and would just have to wait and see, through the week where that goes. And if we, if we can't, obviously we'd rather have him on the field than have him off the field and watching. But when somebody steps off, it opens up an opportunity for somebody else, and we fully expect whoever plays in that spot, if Dante can't, to fill in and fill in ably. We've got to have that.
Coach, David from B5 Media, would you please talk about the importance of depth and, the next man up, because you certainly experienced it last season, and you're experiencing it, this season. To a lesser extent.
We know our game. Everybody in the league suffers injuries, and it's a tough game. There's lots of nobody on the field is 100%. Once they start training camp and start working as hard as teams in our business work and play as hard as they play every Sunday, there's attrition, unfortunately, and we all go through it. So, the backups are critically important, and the backups to the backups, what you do personnel-wise as you move through it, because obviously if you're, most of your backups are critical special teams performers, and then if they get double duty, that wears them down and wears a little thin. So it really does take its toll over time. As I said, everybody's got them, and they have to deal with them.
Dick, this is Andy Vogt from the Metro West Daily News. Can you just talk about what the greatest strides that Trent Edwards has made from last year going into this year?
I would say that he's improved in every area. I really would. I give him a lot of credit. He's worked awfully hard in the off season, in every way, on the field, off the field, in the weight room, with his nutrition. But just in every way, he's done everything that he can possibly do to give us the best chance to win and to give himself the best chance to win. So I wouldn't say there was any one area, but he was an impressive young player when he came here. He's just more impressive now, and he's getting better. I think he'll just keep getting better because he works awfully hard at it. And it's very important to him.
Dick, it's Albert from Sporting.
The team motivated and enthusiastic when things aren't going so well.
Well, I think that the number one thing is you better have the right guys. You know, if you don't have the right guys, it's not going to make a whole lot of difference what you say to them. So they've got to, you know, they've got to be, to a large degree, they've got to be self-motivated guys. They've got to be guys that really care about our football team, hopefully more than they, or as much as they care about their own individual performance. Hopefully they're into our team just as much. And I would say that we have a good group, so it makes that part of our job a little bit easier, you know. And Marv used to say it all the time, the way you motivate a team is to have intrinsically motivated people. There's a lot of truth in it.
Dick, it's Albert Breer from Sporting News. I'm just wondering how much you guys can draw, with some of the injuries you have now, how much you guys can draw from what you guys went through last year, starting 40-some-odd guys.
Well, I think to some degree, but there's, you know, there's I don't know that there's a lot of carryover year to year, unless you're one of those teams that's constantly winning, you know, in our league. We're in a position where we're trying to get consistently winning football. In terms of learning how to deal with injury, obviously we had a lot of practice a year ago, but I'm not certain. And I'm not certain what it does for you. I think the main thing is what we just kind of finished talking about is the, you know, the sort of the character of your team, the type of people you have. And as I said, I tip my hat to our guys. They're good guys, and they work hard at it, and they want it to go well for themselves and for all of us.
Dick, it's Chris Gasper from the Boston Globe again. Just listening to you talk, and you were saying in the offseason being competitive in the division, you look at the personnel on the other teams, and you also mentioned Trent. In this division, do you go into it knowing that in a division with Tom Brady, you need to get good quarterback play if ultimately you're going to be competitive in the division?
I couldn't understand most of it. I'm sorry. I just have this echo on the line.
The question was, when you look at the personnel around the division and a team that normally would have Tom Brady, do you look at it as you need to have good play at the quarterback position in this division to be competitive?
I think that it was something about the quarterbacks in the division.
Yes.
How important the play of them is.
Yes.
I think, you know, it's in our, if I'm not answering it, I'm sorry, but in our game, obviously, the quarterback is probably, you could say, hopefully without hurting anybody else's feelings, that he's probably the critical guy on your football team. And if you have that guy, you got to be good around him, you know, everywhere else. You got to do everything else pretty well or very well. But if you have that guy, he's always going to give you and your team a chance to win because they're always going to feel like they have a chance to win. And I think that attitude is critically important. So, you got to have that guy at the helm. It's just such a struggle, you know, just such a struggle if you don't. Was that anywhere near an answer to the question?
Yes. Thank you, Dick. Yes.
Dick, it's Andy Vogt from the Metro West Daily News again. The past couple of weeks, it seems like Trent has been under a little bit more pressure with like fumbles, and he threw a couple picks last week, and then with the 5 sacks last week. Have you seen teams bringing a little bit more pressure over the last couple of weeks on Trent?
I would say, I would say that was probably true, but I don't know how significantly more, because almost every week in our league, you know, they're going to pressure you. You get pressure, and if you're a young quarterback, you see a significant amount of it until you hurt it. You know, and if you consistently hurt it, then obviously the defense is going to think more and more about what they're going to do and how. And if they want to go that route against you, to the extent that some will. So I would say that we probably have seen a little more pressure, and the difference once we get into the division play is we're seeing all the 34 teams, you know, and the 34 fronts pose a little different problems for us, and we've got to handle them better than we have.
Dick, this is Eric McHugh from the Patriot Ledger again. What are your impressions of Matt Cassel, and have you seen development from when he first started replacing Tom till now?
Well, I think he's done a really good job. I'm impressed by his arm strength, impressed by the way he seems to handle, the adjustments that are necessary in their scheme. He appears to be calm on the field, doesn't appear that you rattle him very easily. So he's got really good size, to see down the field. Appears that he's got good vision of the field. Another smart, smart personnel move, and they've done a really nice job developing Matt. So I'm impressed by him.
We're all set here in New England if anyone else wants to jump in.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dick.
Appreciate it.